Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. I'm reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I am so grateful for this psalm. And many times in life, people have viewed this as a psalm for the dying. But I want to challenge you today. This is a psalm for the living. David is speaking from his heart under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, reminding us the Lord is our shepherd. When we belong to the Lord, he's our shepherd. I love the way the NIV reads in this particular phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord knows when we need to rest. The Lord knows when we need just seek him and be encouraged and rejuvenated. And I love that it says in green pastures. I grew up on a farm, so I can appreciate the beauty of that scenario and how he puts us in a good place to be restored. He leads me beside still waters. Running water can scare sheep, so he leads us beside still waters. He doesn't want us to live in constant fear. He restores our souls. He leads us in paths of righteousness. Righteousness, God's right way for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the phrase that's translated death can also mean darkness. And so certainly this verse can mean if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I mean, maybe you're going to die, but maybe it's just a valley and you feel like you're going to die, but you're going to live. What are you going to do in that moment? Fear no evil because he's with you. His rod, his staff, they comfort you. That's it. You have him to protect you and to care for you. And he prepares a table before you. He even does it in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head with oil and your cup overflows. And then I love this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They'll follow me. God has your back. That's what I think about. I think about how we're to just keep moving forward, trusting the Lord, knowing that he's our shepherd, and we lack nothing. In John chapter 10, Jesus said in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Make sure he's your shepherd. If not, trust in him today. And if you know the Lord, be comforted and encouraged that this is not just some psalm for the dying to be read in the last hours of our lives. We need this psalm today for the living. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day.